With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. ICE deploys to airports. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been deployed to 14 airports around the country to help during the Department of Homeland Security shutdown. Sean Root is executive secretary of the union that covers TSA workers in the West, and he says they can't handle not getting paid much longer.
We have mortgages, car loans, personal loans. None of these are paused because of a shutdown. The bills continue to come. Our members are still being told, go find loans, go borrow money. It doesn't happen. A lot of people exhausted those funds and those opportunities during the last shutdown. These banks, everybody, they give us a little cushion to absorb the financial hit, and now here we are again.
There's word the Senate is closing in on a possible compromise that would approve funding for some divisions of Homeland Security, including TSA, with Democrats still able to hold up funding for immigration enforcement. The investigation continues into Sunday night's deadly collision on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
Stop, truck one. Stop. Stop, truck one. Stop.
That sound captured on liveatc.net of the air traffic controller trying to warn the fire truck. Then 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says air traffic control staffing was not an issue. The front of the Air Canada jet torn apart. The two pilots killed. Flight attendant Solange Tremblay ejected while strapped into her jump seat. At least 40 injured, including two on the fire truck responding to a separate emergency of an odor on a United flight. Julie Walker, New York.
Jury deliberations underway today in a landmark trial involving social media giant Meta. New Mexico prosecutors accusing Meta of misleading people about the safety of its platforms. When it comes to children, Meta denies violating state consumer protection laws. This is SRN News. Maine is set to vote on transgenderism.
A ballot initiative going before the people in November will allow them to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and keep them out of female bathrooms and locker rooms. The group Protect Girls Sports in Maine has gathered the necessary signatures to put the measure on the ballot. PGSM says, quote, males are taking away female trophies and invading female safe spaces. This is not a faraway concept. It is happening right here in Maine. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in the children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. This is SRN News. Americans have grown a little more pessimistic about the job market.
A new Gallup survey finds Americans have an increasingly negative view of the job market. The findings likely reflect an ongoing hiring drought. Just 28% of workers in a Gallup survey conducted in the fourth quarter of last year said it was a good time to find a job, with 72% saying it was a bad time. Those figures are a sharp reversal from just a few years ago. Pessimism is especially pronounced among young people and college graduates. That could be because hiring in many white-collar professions has been unusually weak for the past 2 years. I'm Mike Kempen.
And West Texas Intermediate crude up $3.55 a barrel on Wall Street. There are some losses shaping up, but not drastically. The Dow is down by less than a point this hour. The NASDAQ off by 150. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.